The Pharaoh show in English. I already did it in French and in German. It was a big success here in Europe. And thousands of people saw it and were quite enthusiastic. It gave a lot of answers. And yeah. So the Pharaoh show, so I do it now in English, especially for the Americans, so they can see here the proofs, what's happening. I mean, it's about the pharaohs, and it's about the enemy within. This is the sign of the Templars. You can see it in any tank in America, the American tanks, like in Iraq. Even the Israelis, they have it upside down. And behind it is the Templar's cross. And actually, the Templar's cross, if you take a pyramid, which is three-dimensional, and if you fold it out, you get the Templar's cross. So where are the Templars? Where do they come from? You know? Here is an obelisk. The castle here is a Templar's castle. And later on I'll show you even skull and bones in the chapel, the Templar's chapel, which has a typically Templar's form. Excuse me. So there's an obelisk. The four balls underneath it are the four elements: fire, earth, air and water. And the obelisk is a symbol of the pharaonic domination. It's also a phallic symbol. And as it is carved on top, well, you can't see here, but I, you know, we'll have a closer look. If it's usually it's carved on top, that's a symbol of the circumcision, because the circumcision, it's coming from the pharaohs, the Hebrew people, the Arabs, the Muslims, the Americans. 97% of the Americans are being circumcised since 1967, and it's all from the pharaohs. Yeah, so this is the Templar's castle. In August, the Freemasons, they come here all dressed up, you know, in the pharaonic stuff, and you know, the skirt they're having. And of course, of the out of the Templars came the Freemasons, and here we can see it, because where did the Templars' treasure, where did it go to? Of course it went to Switzerland, and with it they founded the Swiss banks and the banksters. You see, and I can prove it. Here it is again, the Templars' sign. And this thing here, it's called the joining. It's Freemasonry, you know, like it keeps together. And this thing, the whole thing is called the Grail. That means our blood is here. We are here. Our descendants are here. See? So, actually, the last crusade was in 1291. And the last stronghold of the Templars was Aachen. It lies in the north of Israel now. And Aachen fell on May 18th, 1291. Only 2.5 months later, the time to get back at this time, in those days, on horseback, they founded Switzerland on the 1st of August, 1291. And this is why the Swiss cross is a simplified Templar's cross, actually. The obelisk sort of has a ball on it. That means the world domination. This is, I think it's a grain even. And the grain means our descendants are here, our grains are here, our seed is here. And if it's a ball on top of it, it means we rule the world. It's a symbol of the world domination. And the obelisk stands for the god Osiris, and the water for the goddess Isis. So the entrance of the castle here. So you can see the symbol here. There's even a small Templar's cross. You see, it's a fold-out pyramid. And it's a W. You know, like WWW. See? It's a fold-out pyramid. See? So it is of the pharaohs. Ages, all through the centuries, they had the prime noctes. That means the first rite. That meant, especially in Switzerland, that meant the lord of the castle and all the nobility here and the knights. Well, they had the first rite. You know, when a couple of the local peasants, when they got married, the first night, they had to come and sleep and spend the night with the local lord here. And this is how they, how the pharaonic seed got spread. Yeah. And this makes Switzerland typically Swiss. Yeah. And your face is smiling at you. And when you turn around, they say, well, go and have a step in the gas chamber, like, see? Sort of the names of the lords here. Von Stratlingen, Buenberg, well, we know this symbol here, and we know that one now, there, here. So the date perfectly fits as well, 1338, you know, 1291. Here we just came through the gate, and there it is again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. It's all WW. Yeah. And here it is again, the sign of the Templars there, being seen on every tank and helicopter like in Afghanistan and Iraq. Yeah, so it's still the same who are ruling. And they're ruling America. This is the Templars Chapel. We can see the round form here at the other side, which is typically a Templars Chapel. And here's this is the castle here. Yeah, this is the castle. So this is in Spiez. It's not very far from Bern. It's in the canton of Bern. You see the face in here? Now what does that mean? What does that mean? It means they're watching you. Big Brother is watching you, you know? And it was so important, the Templar symbol, you know, you find it everywhere. There it is again, so small, on an armor's plate. Yeah, so important, all secret symbols, it means we are here, the pharaohs are here. And it's also a Freemason symbol, you know, the triangle. Well, as I said, the Freemasons, they come from of the Templars. There he is, you know, just came back from Jerusalem, 1291, the last crusade. So here on top, this is the old tower, you can see that. There it is again, the Templar symbol, it's all over. Oh, let's go and have a look in the chapel then. There it is. This is the entrance of the chapel here. I hope it's open. Should be. So it was open. Very nice. You can see the typical round form of the Templar chapels. And behind here, they got a secret compartment. Where you can see Skull and Bones, Freemasons. And the Freemasons, they come in here in August when they celebrate the birthday of Isis and Osiris and Seth. Yeah. So, there it is again. And this is the secret compartment here. I will get out my flashlight and we're going to have a look. And which is important here, if you look back here, we can see the all-seeing eye here, looking in your back, you know, piercing in your back with the sun rays, like on the dollar.
and a triangle. The Freemasonry triangle. You see? So who's ruling here? Yeah.
And here too. There it is again. There as well. And yeah, probably the same names here. Von Grafenried. And yeah, it's all Latin here. So, well, shall we go and have a look in the secret compartment, yeah? Here they let children disappear. You know, they do very bad things here. Here we are. Let's see. Skull and Bones. There it is. Freemasons. You know. There it is. And the Templar symbol. And there it is again, the Templar symbol here on the floor. It's hard to say like that. And here they have a secret door here. Of course this is locked, this is closed. And there it is again, the Templar symbol there. And the joining on top here, it's a joining. And here they have the secret compartment here. Here they do sacrifices of children. And the Swiss, they have a very long tradition of sacrificing children. This is how actually they make Swiss, you know. And the Swiss, they even had children slaves until 1989. They call them Verdinkinder. They had to, they were slaves. That even their own children, and they were beaten to death, they were starved to death, they were sterilized even. It's unbelievable, you know. Well, we know the media, they lie, you know, and tell lie, vision lies as well. And so they lie about Switzerland, you know, this clean country. But this clean country, you know, financed every war. And they still attract very rich people, you know, like from all over the world. So they don't pay any more taxes at home, but taxes have to be paid. So it's all going to be paid, you know, by the poor people. It's coming on the back of the, as a burden on the poor people's back. And so this is how poor people get poorer and rich is getting richer. Because the rich never paid any taxes, you see, and stuff there. So, seeing as well, it says IHS with the Templar symbols. I is for Isis, H is for Horus, and S is for Seth. Yeah. That was the entrance there, and here's another one of the chapel, the Templar's chapel in Spiez. Here we can see the typical round form from the outside of a Templar's chapel. Yeah, see? Ah, oh, look at that, clean Switzerland. How are they so clean, you know? They are so clean. Yeah. Look at that, clean Switzerland. Oh man, so clean. And they're in key position all over. Josef Dice, he's the president of the United Nations now, in New York. And we had Carla Del Ponte in The Hague. We had Dick Marty, he's for the United Nations against torture. You know, like he should do something against Guantanamo, but he doesn't. Had Lucius Wildhaber, he was the director in Strasbourg, in Europe, of the Human Rights Commissions. These people are so powerful, these Templars. They got their people all over on key positions. And they're not going to do anything instead of saying, you know, otherwise than saying, oh, Switzerland is so clean. Look at this, the Templars flag. Oh, I can't see it. A little bit of wind, please. Yeah. Come on. No, nothing. So, as well, most of the ships, you know, they brought the slaves to the Americas. They were even owned by the Swiss. And then we talk about Swiss, and you know, in Switzerland, we know we have to say Templars now and Freemasons, because this is where it started. That's why this country was in no war at all. And they say, the Swiss say, oh, we are so clean, you know, we had to defend ourselves, you know, against these horrible Europeans, the French and the Germans, you know. But they lie. It's the other way around. The Swiss terrorized France completely, you know, and just before the French Revolution at La Bastille, there were Swiss mercenaries who terrorized the whole of Europe. And they were torturing and keeping imprisoned French citizens, and which was worse actually. That was the 30-year-old war. The 30-year war. That was the worst war in Europe. And more than 100,000 Swiss mercenaries, they murdered more than 1 million Germans. And because the Swiss, you know, everybody was a peasant at those days. So the Swiss mercenaries, they had to come back like around the 1st of August, you know, to help, because around the 1st of August, roughly the harvest started, and then they came back loaded with looting goods, you know, from all over Europe. And then they shot ones in the air with their muskets, you know. They had their horses and donkeys loaded, and mules. And they shot ones in the air with their muskets. Ka-dung! And then the Swiss came pouring down the mountains, and, you know, from the forest and the fields where they were working. And then they celebrated the murder of the Europeans and their children, which they still do until today's day, on the 1st of August, which is their national holiday, where they celebrate, you know, the Swiss mercenaries coming back. And this is why the Swiss man still has his assault rifle, you know, like an M16, like, or a Kalashnikov, in his house, in the cupboard, under his bed, completely legal. Every man has it here. And this is a typical mercenary tradition, you know. And so after the Oktoberfest festivities, the Swiss mercenaries, you know, they went back terrorizing Europe. And after the 1st of August, he cleaned his rifle and put some pig's grease on it, and then he put it in the cupboard until after the October festivities. And then they went back and terrorizing the Europeans. So from the 1st of August until the end of October was a time of peace for the Europeans, you know, because these Swiss mercenaries were not there. That's why we still have the Pope's Guard. You know, they are the Swiss mercenaries. That's what's left of it. There's still about 500. Now we are in Thun from speed. We're going direction Bern. This river is the Aare. And here we see one of the most secretive symbols. It's the sun hieroglyphics. If you see this here, it means we are living here. You can knock on the door if you also have pharaonic offspring, and we'll organize to kill him, to finish them off, the Europeans and their children, in secret societies. Like now we've got our internet and cell phones and all that. In the Middle Ages, they didn't have it. And as they are so mixed, they've got problems to recognize each other. So they had these symbols so they could recognize each other and, like, organize. Here we got, on top here, is the Freemasonry triangle, another secret symbol. So this house is really full of it. The house next to it there. Again, the sun hieroglyphics in a slightly different form, but it is here. If we look at the other side here, what do we see here? Two obelisks. So what are these pharaonic symbols doing here? They apparently have 33 stones. And the one on top is called the Keystone. You know, like in all the magazines, all the pictures being done, like the photographs, is Keystone. They are true Freemasons, of course. So what is it doing here? So it said in the Bible, the Pharaoh and its army disappeared in the sea. But that means they disappeared in the sea of people. They are within us. The enemy within can't be recognized anymore. George Bush, Tony Blair, the whole bloody lot. And this is why the Freemasons, they got the secret letter, the G. Well, it's not their secret anymore. You know, and they have a ring with the G, and you know, and within their symbol they got the G. They say it's from God or Le Grand Orient, you know, the big Mason Lodge. It is not true. It's from the Hebrew word Gola or Golut, which means diaspora. It means they came over all over the world. And so many peoples had a diaspora, you know, the Kurdic people, the Armenians, the Albanians, and also the Pharaohs did. Pharaohs, finally, Switzerland was the biggest base in Europe with which they conquered Europe. That's why they speak four languages here. So the French-speaking Swiss, they can do their things like in France, and the German-speaking ones like in Germany. And Italians, of course, to the south, so they can go all directions. And Switzerland is very central. All the water, like all the water of Central Europe, is coming from here. And then they finally founded America. Well, first of all, they say America is from Amerigo Vespucci, the guy after Columbus founded the Americas, or discovered the Americas. You don't call a country nor a street after one's first name. So it should be the United States of Vespucci, logically, honestly. But I tell you what it means. Every syllable, I'm a historian, and I translated the word America. Every syllable in the word America has a very important pharaonic or Freemasonry meaning. Ah means big or pregnant. When a woman is pregnant, she's quite big. Mer or Meru is the word for pyramid. Ri is the word for the sun, like the sun god Re or Ra. And Ka is the soul when we live. When we die, they call it Ba. That's why the Arabs have the Kaaba, the big stone in Mecca, where they turn around like. And if you put Allah behind Kaaba, you get Kabbalah, the Kabbal. So this is not a coincidence. And if you read America from right to left, it means the reincarnation of the big pyramid will take place where our souls will live. And look at the dollar, there she is, you know, the reincarnation of the big pyramid. And look what the Americans are doing. Conquered the new world, they called everything with Ka. This is there where our souls will live. America, Chicago, California, Canada, Alaska, North Carolina, South Carolina, Kansas, Jamaica. In Europe, we already had Africa. A lot of sun in Africa. Stan, Corsica. The Canary Islands, Cameroon, they're ruling all over the world, and they got all key positions, And where they have key positions or rule, like in the city, they dress up these things here like this here. Like in New York, like in Washington, excuse me. In every American movie, they show the big obelisk in Washington. That means we're ruling the world, we're indoctrinating your youth. Otherwise, we wouldn't have enough soldiers like doing this, killing people like in Iraq and Libya now and Vietnam and all the whole bloody thing, you know. And so, like what they do in Hollywood, they indoctrinate our children, and they show it. It's so great to put a 9mm in somebody's forehead, you know, with some nice music with it, and everybody can be the hero, you know, in the personification of heroism. And this is why we've got, you know, soldiers, police force. Very smart. Very smart. And here they are. In the first base in Europe, Switzerland. First pharaonic base. Here we are again, a bit closer. You see how it is carved on top? It's just a symbol of the circumcision. See? People just walk past it for, you know, their whole life, and they don't understand it. They don't even see it. I think it's a pole for the lamp, a lamppost here. Yeah. Gotcha. So this is a fancy hotel, you know, for the rich. Still in tune, this is Yara. And look at the triangles here. The other windows don't have it, so it doesn't make any constructional sense. It's pure, the pure sense is symbolic, secret symbols. Yeah. And so, and here on top as well. So this is the first, one of the most seen symbols, like, we are here. You know, it means we are here. The Masonic triangle, or pharaonic. And we got the joining, as I showed you. The joining, actually, that's almost a G. Yeah. So the joining is the acacia tree, and then we got the sun hieroglyphics. Personally, I like the sun hieroglyphics because nobody knows it. And I mean, where are the pharaohs? Where are they? I mean, nice Switzerland, clean Switzerland. I mean, look at it. And what do we see on top here? Some more obelisks here, carved on top. You see? And another one. I mean, where are they? All peoples are there. The Germanics are there, the Chinese, the Persians, the Celtic people, the Romans, the ancestors, you know, the Italians, the Arabs, I mean, the Hebrew people, even the Maya, the Aztec, their language is still being spoken in the Incas, like in Mexico. Where are they? Well, they are within us. They are all over, the pharaohs. They're not there anymore, because the people who are living there now, they're Arabs, who came there after the Islamic conquest. But the pharaohs were already gone. They're within us. They're ruling the whole planet. All nations are being ruled by them. And if there are people like Carthaginian people, like in Libya, who want to have a revolutionary leader, okay, they give them Gaddafi. And he just talks like people want it. But he's not doing the same thing. He's a bloody dictator. And the same thing is in North Korea, or in, you know, the different makes out the different peoples. Like the French, they don't want to run like 100% with the system. So maybe they run 20%. So that's why they get chaos. The Germans, they run 100%. So, you know, they got a lot of welfare, you know, a lot of everything, you know. And the Swiss, they run 400% with the system, so they get everything. Very rich. The Romanians, you know, they don't want to run at all, because they are the Dacia people, and the Dacia, they smashed 2 Roman legions. Amazing. They are like Kurdic people, or Chechenians, or Afghans. They even fight the system, so they get war and bloodshed. And the Kurdic people, they only mix in between each other, you know, like with each other, only cousins, and, you know, So the pharaohs, they don't get, it's not easy to get a Kurdish lady or Afghan, because they mix with it with each other. And so that's why they divided Kurdistan, like over Iraq and Turkey, Iran, Syria, even Russia, you know, to smash up the people. Like,
bank still in tune, you see, it's a bank. And banks usually have the sun hieroglyphics. So the next war, if you want to live through it, you better paint this next to your door, over your door. Then you're not going to be killed, like, you know, like in the Middle Ages. Painted on your door. So here we got ISIS. We make a better shot, you know, close up, you know. Well, she doesn't look European, does she? She's standing on the earth. It means the world domination. And here on the other side is like a bloody temple here, with the pillars, you know, and Freemasonry triangle. And here's another temple here. Yeah. And the aim, well, okay. There's ISIS. I mean, look at it here. I mean, a European peasant girl, she wouldn't carry a bucket of milk like this. She would take it under her arm. And look at the Cleopatra haircut and the nose and everything. This is pharaonic. You know, this is not European. And look at the dress. And this is a Nile dress. You know, this is Egypt, ancient Egypt. And the ball here, that means the earth domination. And the aim of these pharaohs has always been to play people out, to play peoples out against each other. You know, like in the Second World War, the Germans lost 78% of their men. The Russians, 25 million people. So all the men were dead. So who takes the women, the country, the land, the cattle, and the power? The enemy within, the Third Party, or the Third Reich. You know, one empire is fighting the other empire. And the Third Empire, you know, the Third Reich, the empire within, takes everything. And this is how they do it. They always try to play people out, like putting up a difference in the color of skin, ideology, religion. This country, Switzerland, is the center, the basis, the Al-Qaeda of the pharaohs. And their banks finance Adolf Hitler and the rest, the mercenaries with this country and their Templars and their Freemasons, they put Europe on their knees. They destroyed Europe. They are the enemy of Europe, and they still don't want to be Europeans, you know. This can be definitely seen by their unwillingness, like entering the European market. There's ISIS here. There she is. Nobody sees it. No. But the witches here know it. The witches of Switzerland. Here's everywhere the sun hieroglyphics. And actually, when the Templars came here and they founded this country, they called it Suisse from French. Because French was the world language at that moment. And as English is now. And so they call it Suisse, and Suisse is an abbreviation for Suisse, and it means Sœur d'Isis. Sœur d'Isis. Les Sœurs d'Isis. So the Germanic population, the Alemannic population, the average Swiss, they call it, so after Suisse, they call it Suisse. And Suisse is an abbreviation as well, you know. And it means Schwester Isis, die Schwester der Isis. So this means the sisters of Isis. So this is what it means, the name of this country. And actually they call it like in English, Schwitzerland. They call it like Switzerland, they do. And these Swiss witches, actually, you know, if there's a foreigner here having a child with a Swiss witch here,
he usually is going to lose his child. He's never going to see him again. Because they don't want a man, the male aspect, to have any influence on his son. So they can make another Swiss garden gnome. This is how they make Swiss people, you know. No male influence, no descendants, no father on son information. The symbol here, it's the acacia tree, and it means the joining, like sticking together. In Washington you can see it as well, and all over. There it is again, the joining, the weird thing on top here, again. There is again, joining. Secret symbols, you know, to make them understand. Well, this belongs to them, definitely. The joining. And actually, the biggest sacrificial festivities of the pharaohs, this day is being called Enkutatach, still being celebrated in Ethiopia and by Freemasons. And guess what? Enkutatach is being celebrated on September 11th. They did it. They're ruling the whole planet. I'll show you some more things. So, September 11th, Enkutatach. Look it up in the internet.
Most powerful, the most dangerous, it's called Lenufsur. There was a their name was on the shield here, but I wrote about it and I sent it to a lot of people and they took it out. You see, Lojan, it means lodgers. This is in Tolikhove near Burn. The Druids, this lodge, Amork, and here it was written. I still got a picture where it's written on it. They gave the Statue of Liberty to the United States. So they're ruling the United States as well. They spent so much money, you know, to have it built in France and to have it sent over. And of course the Statue of Liberty is ISIS. No doubt, eh? And they put a big antenna here for cell phones, you know? And of course they don't give a damn if the children next door, if they can still sleep in the night, and of course they can't. And there, these guys don't give a damn. You see? I asked them for help. And all, there's a letterbox here somewhere. There it is. And I asked them for help. All four lodgers, none of them even replied. This is the kind of people they are, right? Yeah, so this is the Jewish cemetery in Bern, in Wenkdorf, you see. So let's go in and see. Let's see what surprises there are. So first of all, we got the Grail. It means our blood is here, our pharaonic blood is here. Right. And then as we look, it's full of obelisks. Freemasonry temple, the triangle of the Freemasons. More obelisks, more. It's full of it, more. This guy, he was a lawyer and a senator. Look, Conseiller National, senator here in Switzerland, in Bern. High positions. Obelisks, it's full of it. Absolutely full of obelisks here. On this one here it says Auf Wiedersehen, see you again. This is a very special one here. Yeah. So again, the obelisk is a phallic symbol, and as it is carved on top, it's a symbol of the circumcision. Because that comes from the pharaohs, the Jews, the Arabs, the Americans, of course. They all have it from the pharaohs. The Americans can be considered as half Muslims now, as they're being circumcised, 97% of the men. This is really a pact with the devil. I mean, if you do believe in God, you should leave the body as he created it. And don't mess around with it. Don't butcher it, eh? There's a Freemason. Shake hands. It's a huge one, like in Washington DC. Absolutely huge. I just spent a lot of money, just, you know. Freemasonry, Freemason Lodge, the triangle of the Freemasons, the joining here, from there to there. Mr. Bloch, you know, like Mr. Blocher. He's like the Swiss Hitler, Mr. Blocher. There's a pharaoh as well, another obelisk. Behind there is an obelisk. It's full of it. Absolutely full of it. More here. A white one. Nice. So these guys here, they're not some poor sheep shepherds, like, you know, it's being said in the Bible. These are pharaohs. These are pure pharaohs. And the Jews tell us we were 430 years prisoners with the pharaohs. They killed our children under 4 years. They killed our men. They put them into slavery. So why, for God's sake, they put the symbol of their enemy on top of their graves? They are lying. They are lying. You don't put the symbol of the enemy on top of your grave. These are pharaohs. And these people, how can they be so, a shepherd usually doesn't get so intelligent and doesn't have so much power. But these are pharaohs. Wow, it's big. Loop. And more obelisks here. And more there. And more there. Pharaonic cemetery. But it doesn't mean all the Jews are pharaohs. There still are the Hebrew people. And the pharaohs are also ruling in Israel over the Hebrew people. It's my opinion. And it was only the Hebrews that got killed. You know, like during the Holocaust. And the pharaohs did it. I mean, Mr. Hitler, his grandfather was a pharaoh. A pharaonic Jew, his name was Frankenberger, and it was supposed to be a Rothschild. There are rumors he was a Rothschild, and the Freemasons and the pharaohs, they had the idea to murder all the Hebrew people, because they were the first victim. They were the first victims, remember, of the pharaohs, 430 years prisoners. And the Hebrew people, actually, before, they were like an Arab tribe. The male, the patriarch, he was the head of the family, like Arabs. The pharaonic system traditionally is a female system, Cleopatra. And they have the women have so much power. In the antique, it was the only civilization where womenhood and the sisters of Isis had so much power. Yeah, and because there were still a lot of Hebrew people, and they had a lot of pharaonic genetics inside of them, but they were not initiated, so there were danger, and they reproduced so largely, you know, in Poland and in Russia, there were millions of them. And they formed a danger, because they had this genetic superiority, but they were not initiated. So the pharaohs finally had to do the final solution, you know, to get rid of them. And the Germans, the warriors, a stupid warrior who doesn't really think and just takes orders, they were just the workers, you know, like in a beehive. It was just the workers who did it. But it was not the mind. They're too stupid. That was not the mind. Get out of here. The mind was pure pharaonic. Freemasons. The Second World War and Hitler, they were being financed by America, by Henry Ford, by the Freemasons. Hey. So again, not all the Jews are bad, I think. I don't think so. But unfortunately, the Hebrew people, the good ones actually, they were all murdered by these pharaohs, most of them. And what was left, they went to Israel. So I think actually a Zionist is not a bad thing. A Zionist is somebody who's fed up with Europe. I mean, aren't we all? And he just wants to live in the Middle East, you know, next to the Mount Zion. I mean, there's nothing wrong about that, is there? But apparently the Arabs, they're not too fond of the idea. But what is worst, we should forget the word Zionist. We should just think pharaohs. They're the bad ones, eh? They're the baddies. And the pharaohs, they're ruling over Israel as well, over the Hebrew people. They're ruling the whole world. So I suppose this part of the cemetery is the pharaonic part. There are no stones, like in Schindler's List, you know, there's no stones put here. Maybe that's because they're dead and gone, and they're old, and the relatives, you know, they're too old, there's nobody. The sons and daughters, the grandsons, they all already disappeared. So there's nobody left to put a stone on it. But there's place, you see, there's, well, maybe this is especially some place to put a stone on it. Yeah. But anyway, there's another part here where there's no obelisk. You see that behind here? So maybe that's the Hebrew part. Let's go and have a look. You see, that's the pharaonic part. If we look here, maybe we can call this the Hebrew part. Well, there's a little obelisk there, only a little one. Lots of stones here all over. But again, maybe that's only because this is new, later, this is new. And the sons and daughters are still alive. There are some obelisks there, a little one. I mean, labor costs too much nowadays. Maybe in those times, like behind here, they still had a lot of money to do this. There's another obelisk. Freemasonry, a ball, so we rule the world. The joining here, there's the ball, symbol of the world domination. Definitely Freemasons. So even within the, let's say, the Hebrew part, there still are a lot of pharaohs here, apparently. There's another obelisk there. Yeah. So I don't know. It's probably all mixed, pharaohs and Hebrews. Yeah. Full of obelisks, yeah. Well, at least these are no biblical shepherds or their offspring. These are pharaohs. These are the true pharaohs. And they got all the power. Right, look at it, how big it is. Just look at the size of it. As in Washington, D.C., eh? They show that in every movie in Washington or in from Hollywood. Hollywood, which is pharaonic, it's the biggest enterprise in the world, the biggest business, Hollywood is. And they show the Washington Monument, as they call it, the big obelisk. They show it in every film as a sign, as a symbol. That means we made the movie. We rule what. We indoctrinate your children's minds, otherwise we wouldn't have any more police force or soldiers in Iraq or in Afghanistan or in all those other wars if we couldn't present it as being so nice with some nice music. When somebody gets a 9mm in front of his between his eyes in his front, in his head, you see, with some nice music, they show the big warrior, he can finally get rid of all his aggressions. I mean, this is the thing to do if you want to be a man, you know. But these are only soldiers. There's a difference between a warrior and a soldier. What I'm doing here, that's warrior's business. I don't need a general to take up orders. I can make up my strategy myself, you see. I'm not a soldier. Get out of here. So, mothers, please make more warriors so the pharaohs can cannot take your children and make soldiers out of them, and you'll lose them. See? Oh, here we got the Washington Monument again. Sort of. So this is the old part of the cemetery. There are three parts apparently. And oh, they do put stones here. Well, look at it. There are stones, and they left a space for it to put the stones, as here. This is the old part. And another one that's full of it. And actually, I think the Orthodox Jews are probably the priests of Amun from Egypt. But then again, within the Orthodox Jews as well, there are Pharaohs and there are Hebrews. They're not all bad. I don't think so. But the Pharaohs are. And the Pharaohs are the biggest enemy of the Hebrew people. They always were and they always are. No. Even Hebrew soldiers are being sent to war, even if they don't want to. I remember there were special forces, and they were just sacrificed in some sort of a in a poisonous river. So even the pharaohs, they sacrificed Hebrew people in Israel. So wake up, people! Do please wake up. There's some more obelisks in the old part here, full of it. Some more needles. Yeah. Some more needles. I remember the film about these, what was it? About the Jewish mob, a long film. One of them was called Needles. Well, here it is, the needle, eh? So it was a Once Upon a Time in the West, or Needles. So now we know what a needle is. He was a kosher Nostra. So this is where the Swiss CIA is there. There's the entrance there. They're really bad people. They killed a lot of people by O2T torture, actually. They murder people here. See the fence there as well. Swiss flag, the Templars flag there. See? Very, very dangerous. So this is the famous bear pit here in Bern. Well, the tourists go, you see, it's like a castle, but this is not important. What's important is this here, an obelisk. There, this is the joining on top here. The symbol of the world domination. And this is the sun hieroglyphics. One of the most important symbols. You see it everywhere, and it's so hidden. It's so hidden. You see it as well on American airplanes. You know, with the star in the middle, and the two bars on each side. That's the sun hieroglyphics. And actually, the German army, you have the SS. If you write ISIS in Pharaonic, like in Hebrew or the Arabic, you write only the consonant. So if you write ISIS, you get SS. If you take the symbol of the SS, it's skull and bones. So under the symbol of total pharaonic and Freemasonry symbolics, the SS murdered people all over Europe, and they got killed themselves. So SS, skull and bones. See, SS is ISIS. Good. Let's go and see further up. So this is the most important symbols. You see it a lot in American movies as well. This one here. Then the joining, very important. The world domination, of course, the obelisk, and the triangle of the pharaoh of the Freemasons. Well, you don't see it here. Okay. So this is still in Bern, Altenberg, and here's the river, the Aare, next to it. The obelisk with a grain on it. That means our seed is here, our descendants are here. It's still the same thing. And this is this phallic. It's a symbol of the it's also the symbol of their way of warfare. Let's mix first, and then we conquer the people from the inside out, like a virus, like the enemy within, you know. And we have our secret lodges, the Freemasons. Let's take, for instance, like here in Bern or in Switzerland or in Europe, you see a white woman. Well, she's apparently one of the witches, the sisters of Isis, and she has a black dude, and they're gonna have a child, which is the child is gonna be brown, like the offspring. Here in Switzerland, the father usually never sees his child anymore because he's going to be sent away. He's going to be extradited back to Africa. The poor guy. If it's a lady child, the brown one, she's gonna look for another black dude at the train station, the railway station, or the disco, and they're gonna have a baby. And the baby will already be much blacker, much browner. The father is going to be sent away. The child is going to be risen in a black manner, as always. Three generations later, the offspring will be black as a Central African from Congo. But inside is what? Yeah, it's white, of course. And then they're going to put the white nigger, they're going to put him a... he's going to do some academic studies, you know, at the university. And then they're going to put him as a president, like the president of Congo, Joseph Kabila. He's a white nigger. And all the black dudes think, oh, he's white. He's one of us. He's a black dude. He's got our color. He speaks like us. But he isn't. And this is how the whiteys, they can rob Africa. And they can make wars. So the petrol and the diamonds, they all get cheaper. And kill everyone. And of course we know now it's not the whites who have the power. They were just the soldiers, Germanic warriors, like whom the pharaohs could use so well, you know. So, and of course the same system, the same technique or strategy the pharaohs did in Europe as well, like with the five generations and the mixing. That's why we have the obelisk everywhere, you know. With our seeds here, see? Good. This church too, it's full of obelisks. What's an obelisk doing on a church? Well, it's from the priest of Amun. Amun Ra. Bad ones. So, obelisks on a church. You know, the Vatican. The triangle of the Freemasons. And, this bridge was built by Napoleon, who ruled like 20 years in Bern, and the upper class in Bern, the capital of Switzerland, it comes from that time, they call it the Bernburger. Yeah, and Napoleon, he loved Egypt, as we know, eh? So here we see the joining there, the triangle of the Freemasons. I counted the stones, there are 33, and the top stone is called the Keystone. As all the pictures in the newspapers, they're called Keystone. You know? Very Masonic. They're inside us, like a virus. How do we get them out of here? There we got the Sun hieroglyphics, the house next to the bridge. Let's have a closer look at the obelisk. Here's the house. On top of it, now, well, this is here. The Sun hieroglyphics. It's a real perverted symbol because it's so hidden. It's so hidden. There again, or there. And on top is the grail. That means our blood is here, we are here. Our grains are here, our blood is here. So this is the same bridge. And I was here in 2007. And about there underneath, the guy jumped off the bridge. Smacked the floor, and it was such a bang. It was like two cars hitting each other. Amazing, and a metallic bang actually. So here's the obelisk, as on the cemetery when somebody died, you know. Yeah, and then I went to this restaurant here, which is called Aldenberg. It's Turkish now. And exactly there, this last table, there was the one of the seven presidents of Switzerland. They got seven presidents here. Her name was Doris Leuthard. and she was sitting just next to the sun hieroglyphics here. She knew it. And I asked her, I said, your citizens are jumping off the bridge. And I said, well, I'm not interested. This is not my job. You know, very cold. And she was talking with a guy, I think he was from the safe house of the Mossad, which is just next to here, and I just bridge with the obelisk on it. This is the safe house here. This is where they, you see the symbol, this is where they come when they want to put out some Arabs in Europe. And this is a camera, and it can swing around. Probably will now. Yeah. All right. So there's the bridge with the obelisks. Yeah. And here is the Mossad safe house. It's just here. Here they just take it easy. A nice tree here. Now watch some TV. And then they concentrate on putting out some tangos. Arabs. So there's the obelisks. In that street is the safe house, and here's a Turkish restaurant. The hitmen are surely just going to eat here. They've got all the protection of the Swiss state. Oh, you know. So if you just look around here, you know, you'll find them. Yeah. And then they go and swim in the river, you know. So maybe somebody can do something back. So here we got a very big pharaonic temple. Very big. Next to the Vatican. Excuse me, I meant to say next to the embassy of the Vatican in Bern. Yeah. So here we got the joining. You see? The triangle of the Pharaoh of the Freemasons. There's Isis on top. With breast. Here we got the it's the devil, and this is the all-seeing eye, like on the dollar, in gold. It's so important they put it in gold. Here we got the sun hieroglyphics. It's all there, see, it's all there. And there are two obelisks next to it. The world domination, the joining, again the world domination next to it here, and another obelisk with the world domination. Good. This is yeah, and this is the some old Egyptian pharaonic bird. And there next to it is the garden of the embassy of the Vatican. So let's go and have a look. Here we got the Vatican door. Well, with the big temple with the obelisks here. It's at Schloss Hindelbank. We can have a look there as well. That's the embassy. Loads of obelisks. Joachim and Boaz. There's a quick look of the garden of the embassy of the Vatican. There it is. You see the two keys of the Vatican. So here are the obelisks here. Now what's an obelisk doing here? Well, it's the priest of Amun-Ra. This is Egypt. And these priests of Amun, they rape our children. And the Pope is the head of a child molester circle. A pedophile organization, he's the head of it. It's all Egypt here. This is all Egypt, even the joining there behind it. There's the joining, like in a Freemasonry temple, you see? All right, we better go before the Inquisition and the cops come. They're usually sitting in their house there with a machine pistol. And this is where the and that's, no, okay, that's the Swedish embassy. There, at the embassy, there's the grail of pharaonic. That's our cedars here. and again some obelisks with the world domination. And that's the flag of Canada. Same thing, flag of Canada. You see? Two obelisks. Wow, who's ruling here, eh? That's Belgium. There we got the joining all over the top as well, the triangle of the Freemasons. And this means our seat. Well, through the tram you can see where the bars, where the prison is the Israeli embassy. I'm not going to get near her because the cops and police are going to be crawling over you. This is where the temple. Oh, the Vatican has a lot of dough. Yeah. They have a lot of money and power. This is their garden. Jesus, it's big, eh? It's big. It's a castle. Yeah. So, I mean, criminals go well, eh? And child molesting pays off. Yes, the backside of the Canadian embassy. Look at it. What a castle. All these symbols here, all pharaonic stuff here. That's the joining Freemasons. On top here is the triangle of the Freemasons. And look at this here. And look at the big garden. I mean, there's all descendants of the pharaohs in key positions all over. They have a good life. See? And the Canadians are just there for sweating. They're waging war in Iraq or Afghanistan. Fuck, man. The backside of the Belgium embassy. The Grail, two times. Our descendants are here. All right. This statue here is Lady Justice of Rome. The same lady was in Greece, and her name was Themis. And before she was in Egypt, in ancient Egypt. With the scales and the sword, the same, exactly the same thing. And her name was Ma'at. And the name magistrate is coming from Ma'at. Ma-me-gistrate. Ma'at. The beginning and the end is Ma'at, of magistrate. Yeah. So it's all the same thing. It's all Egypt. Blindfolded. Oh, we can see that. Huh? And here it says it's not the real one anymore. The independence, it said it was destroyed a couple of times by the independence movement of the Bélier in the Jura. Wow. In fact, connected to the some other liberation movements of the Basque and the Irish. So there was Ma'at. And here's another sort of temple. It's really full of it here. And these are some hieroglyphics. That's mean buy your stuff here. We're also pharaonic and make a good business like together. They even carved it in wood. So in front of this very old obelisk with a grain on it, with the joining, Mr. Blocher was living here. Mr. Blocher, he was one of the seven Swiss presidents a couple of years ago, and he's has to be considered as the Swiss Mr. Adolf Hitler. He's trying to put the Swiss against the foreigners in a sort of a hatred thing, to put them up against each other. He doesn't really hate foreigners, because most of his workers in his big factory are foreigners. He just wants to divide and rule. So here on the other side is the big Freemasonry lodge where he went in all the time, you see? The lodge. So let's go and have a look. So, and this is where he went eating all the time. You see the Templar's cross. Union, you see, Union. Yeah, oh, we know that guy. Hey, mate. Yeah, so it says restaurant. Yeah. So, and actually, these guys here, they lent Mr. Blocher all the money so he could buy his first big factory, the Ems. And he could pay it back without any interest. On one condition, he should go into the on the highest level of Swiss politics and represent the Freemasons there. So this guy is a traitor. Yeah. He even got a Peace Nobel Prize, this guy, Freemason. It's unbelievable. So this is what Mr. Blocher's lodge in Bern is on the other side. Well, what more to say? What more to say? And there's the church with the obelisks. Switzerland is where the money is, and America is where the armies are.
Here's again this Napoleon's Bridge in Bern. Here's the all-seeing eye, the triangle of the Freemasons, and the all-seeing eye. As on the dollar. Obelisks on top. One, two. And this is everywhere. Isis. Isis. Sun hieroglyphics. Okay. In Bern.
This is the main police station in the capital of Switzerland, Bern. You see, police.
Two times a grail, one time a year.
But this is where we came from. Four. This is the Freemasonry triangle, and in the middle is the all-seeing eye, like on the dollar. And the chain has exactly 33 pieces, as are 33 degrees with the Freemasons. That's the world domination. So who's ruling here? The Swiss? The Europeans? Nah. The Swiss are only in people that run 400% with the system and betray their neighbor. So there it is again, the all-seeing eye. You see, it's an eye. It's on the dollar. 33 pieces. It's clear. Swiss are only in people that hate foreigners. They hate about everybody. That's why the pharaohs like them so much. Because that's their system. Divide and rule. So who's that? Isis. So this is again Isis all over. Ah, I haven't seen this before. The sun hieroglyphics, nice. Or like on the American airplanes with the star in the middle. Yeah. So this is where. So this is the Justice Department in Bern with Isis two times, the Freemasonry triangle, and two obelisks. There's one. Here's the other one. So who's ruling here? The Europeans? No. It's like a temple. Amtals. And here's everywhere the Freemasonry triangle. Yeah. With underneath the sun hieroglyphics. In another form. It's not round here. But later on it gets round. Never mind. So here they murder people. Like last year in 2010, they murdered Wolfgang Umfogel. He was an Austrian guy who wanted to sell CDs with information about very rich, Germans mostly, who he was a hero. You know, he wanted to do something against tax evasion. Because tax evasion makes rich richer and poor poorer. The rich people, they all come in Switzerland, you know, they rent a place, they don't even live there. And they, so they don't pay any more taxes. They pay very low taxes. So at home, they don't pay any more taxes. And so the taxes have to be paid back home, and they're all going to be on the backs of poor people. And poor people are getting poorer, and rich people are getting richer, is how it works. And Wolfgang Umfogel, he wanted to do something against that, and they arrested him. And in 2 weeks' time only, they didn't say anybody who was here, not his government, the Austrian government, not the embassy, not his parents, and he was suicided in here within 2 weeks only. And the type of torture what happens here is called O2T, O2 for oxygen and T for torture. And they put people in cells where there's not enough oxygen. And because of the lack of oxygen, there will be a hypoxia, which is a lack of oxygen in the human tissue. So the subject is being tortured in every cell of his body, you see. And because of that, there will be a glycolysis, which is the organism starts burning up its own sugars. And because of that, there will be lactic acids will be produced. People get very depressive, and this is the same thing happening with the famous waterboarding. A guy get dipped underwater or with a piece of tissue on his head, and when he comes out of the water, he's gasping for air and he's going like he never gets enough oxygen in his organism to nourish the blood with, so he's being tortured in every cell of his body. And it is a human fact, it is a medical fact, where when a human being breathes in, it's 80% of the oxygen that goes to the head first. So if there's not enough oxygen, you get serious problems in the head first. You know, that's where the inflammation is. So this is why O2T is so nice. The CIA and the MI6 and all the lot, they think it's so nice. And this is why the geezers in Guantanamo and the orange suits, they all have these masks on their noses. And we all ask ourselves, why do they have these masks? What for? Are they working on something, you know? No. Well, like this, they're being tortured in front of the cameras. They can never get enough oxygen to nourish the blood with. And this is happening here as well. And this is how people are being tortured. Muslim people in Guantanamo and by the Yanks. And, well, of course, Switzerland and America. Well, these two countries have very much in common that they are completely ruled by the pharaohs. Oh, really completely. And this is how they work together. Switzerland has the money, the banks, it's safe, and we are also neutral, they say. And the Americans, they kill people all over. They have the armies. Yeah. But the rich Americans, they all put their money in Switzerland. I'll bet you do. I'll bet they do. Well, rich people never paid any taxes, you know. I mean, look at the nobility, the upper class and the nobles, you know. They took the taxes, they never paid any taxes. You think Prince Charles ever paid, or his family, the Windsors, did they pay any taxes? No, they take taxes. They have a gay life. So this is the Holy Ghost Church in front of the Bahnhof, the train station in Bern. You got the triangle of the Freemasons, again there. The Grail, it means our blood is here. Even the joining on top of it. And the most important, there are four big obelisks. There's one, there's one behind, and there's one here. So what's an obelisk doing on that church? Now that's the priest of Amun. All religions, they're all coming from Egypt anyway. The Muslims even say Egypt is the mother of Islam. It's all the same thing. They got Jewish actors in them, like Moses and Abraham, the Bible and the Quran. It's all the same thing. Only the Muslims are circumcised as the pharaohs are. But of course, the Americans are all circumcised as well. They're almost true pharaohs. And if you see the army, their Roman armies, they got no hair, they're all bald, cut under skin, like pharaohs are, and they're all circumcised. There's a big pharaonic army they have in Iraq and in everywhere in the world. So here we are in Hindelbank, next to Bern. This is the devil with his horns. There's an obelisk here with a grain on it. And the obelisk stands for the god Osiris and the water for the goddess Isis. And actually in Switzerland they have there are many, many, many fathers who can't see their sons. And this is also the pharaonic idea of Isis and the sisters of Isis. Because Isis, she had her husband was Osiris, and they had a child, was Horus. And then she played the man against each other out, and Seth, a brother of Osiris, well, not a brother in the fleshly sense, but a brother like man should be brothers. So she played man out against each other, and she hid Horus, the child, at the River Nile, and she raised the child herself. So this is how the Isis and the sisters of Isis, they couldn't raise man new and again from scratch. By the way, after the image, as the witches and sisters of Isis and the witches of Europe and America wanted to make a man. So man, after God's creation, was created new by the European witches. And this is what we see now. They're just garden gnomes. They say, okay, you go now and we'll feed you some Hollywood indoctrination, and you go now and kill some people in Iraq or in Afghanistan. These guys are no man anymore. All their fathers and all their ancestors, they died in all these wars, the First World War, the Second World War. They never had their fathers actually who could tell them, okay, son, life is like this and like this. And there was a cut in the middle. And this is the idea of, like we can say, the devil or the shaitan or the dajjal or whatever. It's very bad. And Switzerland is the biggest base of the Sisters of Isis. That's why we see on churches a lot, we see IHS, which means Isis, Horus, and Seth. So this is an ideology. See? Oh, what kind of a forest is this? Oh, we didn't come for that. We came for this. No command. No commentary. Excuse me. I'm speaking French too long. You see, this is almost like the layers or the foundations of a pyramid here. And this is the mayor's office of Hindelbaum. Yeah. And there it is, the obelisk. And the Freemasonry triangle. Let's have a closer look. Oh, well, there's the obelisk with a little pyramid on here. See, it's not enough. And the triangle. So there are three big pharaonic symbols on a key position. And there's the water. So it says in the Bible that the beast, the revelations of John, the beast had seven heads and 10 horns. Well, let me tell you this, Switzerland has seven presidents and they divide 10 ministries among each other. But you see, and they finance every war. And those Swiss, you still got the Swiss guard, the Pope's guard, and the Sisters of Isis. And those Swiss, they wrote the Malleus Maleficarum, and they burned women all over Europe. And those Swiss mercenaries terrorizing the whole of Europe, and the Ku Klux Klan. You know, the Ku Klux Klan is on a red underground with a white cross in it. Yeah. So this is the center of evil, Switzerland. Yeah, that proves. And the beast had seven heads and 10 horns. We have seven presidents who divide 10 ministries. And another one. There's a very big concentration of pharaohs here in Hindelbank, Bern, Switzerland. And another one. Next to the Vichy family that rules the whole town, actually. And this one here is of 1780. You see, with the Templar's horse. There was somebody sitting on top, but they took it away. Probably two persons. Yeah. Everywhere in this country. Everywhere. Now, this all here
This is the female prison of Hindelbank. There's the entrance there, barbed wire, the whole lot. And this is the old castle. There they have the offices, probably. You see the sun hieroglyphics on the wooden panels next to the windows. The triangle, the Templar's cross on it. I'm not going nearer because you got all sort of police crawling on you, you know, if you go nearer. So, yeah, talking about, well, it's full of foreign women, a lot of South Americans. This is the Swiss female prison. Yeah. Well, Swiss banksters don't come in here, or Swiss criminals. They stay outside. And then here on the other side, this is the mountains behind there. It's called the Jura. And Jura, like in Jurassic Park, Jura is an old Celtic word and it means the Black Forest. And it goes into the Black Forest, all the way north there to into Germany. Jus is the word for forest, like in old French, la jus. And ra, it means black. And they found a lot of fossils actually here, and that's why they called the period, the prehistoric period, they call it Jurassic period. And the name Jurassic Park of the film, the Spielberg film. Well, it's all called after this mountain ridge here. In Scotland too, they have the Isle of Jura. It's all Celtic, means Black Forest. So this is the famous Swiss Emmental, where the cheese is from. Well, it's just a little part of it, of course. And this is the big prison, a high security prison, in a castle again. Yeah. This part you never get out anymore. There's the... you got a prison sentence here, more than 5 years, they can put you in here for life. And it's the... psychiatrist, which will on whom it will depend if you get out or not. And this is the other part of the prison. They put me in that cell there. I was in here. They put me almost a year in prisons here because I open up my mouth, because I'm filming. I'm not a criminal. My whole life I kept away of criminals and crime. I never did anything wrong. And they put me in here. This was a Freemasonry judge. His name is Vicari. Jean-Pierre Vicari from Bern. He's part of the Freemasonry lodge, Les Neuf Sœurs. Most dangerous in the world. And it's a weird name, Vicari. I mean, what does it mean? Well, the name Vicari is not Swiss. It's not German. It's not French. It's not even Italian. It's from the Vicari Foranei. They were the judges in the Middle Ages that gave the order to burn the women and to torture them from the Inquisition. So this guy is still around and he's still doing the same job in the same line. They never change. The Vicari Foranei. Still the same. And they're the ones that won. So they're still around, you see. And all the other people died around, and he's still doing these miserable things he's doing, this Vicari. Hundreds of years, the descendants of the Vicari Foranei, and he's still there. This house here, they really wanted to make sure everybody understood it. The triangle of the Freemasons, this is an Oberburg in Canton Bern. You see, on this side they don't have it. Yeah? It's just a symbol. The sun hieroglyphics, it's all over. There and there. And there. And again. You see, in the middle they have the triangle. On the other sides they don't have it, so it's not for construction. Constructive interest or something. Yeah, and I wanted to tell you about the Ku Klux Klan. They're also from Switzerland. I mean, these... We all seen the black sheep pictures. It was all over the world. They have three white sheep kicking a black one. You know, the drawing of it.
These people have a lot of hatred. And when they emigrated to the United States, they formed the Ku Klux Klan. And the Swiss, they have officially in the parliament the KKK. Like the French have Liberté, Fraternité, Égalité. The Swiss, they have the KKK. That means Consens, Concordance, Compromise. That makes KKK. And the symbol of the Ku Klux Klan is a red underground with a white cross in it. And the... So what does it mean, the Ku Klux Klan? Ku is from the German... It's not English and it's not Latin either. Ku is from the German word Ku, a cow. They took the H away. Klux is from the German word Glocke, or the meaning the bells. They just Englified it, so... You know, and so it matches into KKK as well. And the clan, yeah, we understand it. It's a tribe. So what is this cowbells tribe? Well, you know, in Switzerland, every cow has a bell around her neck, which is really Machiavellic and total control. The farmer knows at any moment, where's my damn cow and what is she doing? In other words, where's the damn nigger and what's she doing? Excuse me my lingo, because I don't think like this. Yeah. So they definitely are from Switzerland. They have a long tradition of hating people. They hate the Europeans, they hate everybody. And they're so smart with their banking system and everything. And yeah, well, most Swiss and Germans who emigrated to the US, they went to the southern states. That's why the Americas, they had a civil war. Like the First World War and the Second World War. The English with the Germans, you know. It's all the same thing. And the Swiss, they have more power in the US than the other way around. And look at the American Legion as well. You know, they have the Templars cross in it as well. Yeah. All right. Oh, well, look at it. The pyramid and the Sun hieroglyphics, Schindler. It's on all the enterprises. They show whether if they're pharaonic or not.